ASL News Time is now 7:29. Another check of triple team traffic on this Tuesday morning. And back to the traffic center we go with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, if you're headed north on I-15 from Draper all the way into Sandy, heavy and slow traffic. Stop and go, especially around 123rd South. You'll also see a few brake lights for those of you switching from 215 onto northbound 15 in Murray. 215's west side belt, still at the full speed limit, although southbounders having a little slowing switching onto the 201 freeway. Eric Butler.
Northbound I-15 in Utah County looking great from Springville up to Point of the Mountain. If you're heading over on Pleasant Grove Boulevard on that exit over I-15, we've got an accident there. So if you're heading from the west side of I-15, we can only hope that you're intending on going southbound on I-15 because that's where you're going to go. The accident is preventing you from going that way. If you're westbound heading over the overpass, you want to go southbound I-15, you're going to have to go up the road a little bit and make a little U-turn. Heather?
We do not have our typical delays yet southbound I-15 in Layton, Kaysville, and Woods Cross, but where I am seeing some very slow traffic now is between Warm Springs Road and 600 North Exit in Salt Lake. The other roads on major freeways in Weber-Davis County in good shape. Boo Lights at Utah's Hogle Zoo is here, and you could get free tickets courtesy of Mountain America. Simply open a new youth account at any Mountain America branch or MACU.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.